Good evening, Internet. It's Big Brown and Burnsy here.
Episode 26.
Nice. When are we going to stop this?
I don't know.
When are we just going to quit?
I was going to ask you that later on. Are we done with this nonsense yet?
Are we just going to give up?
No, dude, because we got 300 fans now.
Dude, 300. Who's the 300 fan? We want to know who it was because there was a time where we logged in. You can see, like, it actually comes, like, chronologically who it is. But for some reason today, the list was a little misconstrued or got a little out of whack.
Well, it's one of two people.
It's one of two people. It's either Lakeisha
Hawkins,
which I have no idea who you are. No. I'm glad you listen, though.
Yeah. We're glad you're liking the show.
And you live in Akron, or
she's from Akron.
She's from Akron. Where's she
live now? Akron. I don't know. Didn't say.
Well, tell us where you're from, Lakeisha. Send us an email to info at Big Brown and Burnsy. Let us know who you are, who you know, where you be, where your homies at,
or
your mother lives.
Or the other person it could be is
Dixie Drexel.
Dixie Drexel, and you know her.
I do know Dixie. Dixie is the wife of a friend of mine, Alex. And I thought she was already a fan, though, and I'm pretty sure Alex is, but maybe Dixie just...
Yeah.
I know I sent her...
Well, either way, let us know if you're who the 300th fan was, who the latest fan was.
Because we got a big surprise for you.
Yeah, we got a
and
real...
And you're going to love it.
Real big surprise, and don't worry, it's not Brown.
It's not a pile of shit.
No. And it's not me.
And it's definitely not me, because I'm not surprised. No one's going to be happy to see me.
Yeah, well, let us know. Info at BigBrownAndBurnsy.com, and we'll make the appropriate arrangements.
Yeah, so, I mean, on that note, I want to thank all 300 fans.
Yeah.
And there are definitely more fans that listen. They just don't know what Facebook is or they don't have computers.
Yeah.
So,
I think our downloads are pretty high right now.
Good.
Because, we pay for the audio per, like, you know, megabyte downloaded.
That's downloaded, yeah.
And the bill's getting higher and higher and higher every month, which is a good thing because that means that
it's good that it's hurting our checking account, but our fan base is growing. Since we don't make any money, we're definitely in the negative.
Financially, it's putting us in the red, but it's all right because successfully it's putting us in the green.
But my ILAC and my self-esteem is in the black. I'm happy.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they consider black a good thing, because usually black is frowned upon, right? They don't like black people. They try to hold them down.
I think they're just trying, it's their way of saying sorry, so they made the good, the positive black. Yeah.
It's a reparations, right?
It's reparations.
So if your company's making money, it's black. You're in the black. Good job, guys. Good job, my fellow blackies that are sitting here.
Black? Dude, you can't say blackies, dude.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure you can't say blackies.
Well, everyone calls me whitey.
No, that's because you are a whitey.
I call you brownie. So, I want to do a little experiment here. And this is really going to bring to the surface.
It's going to hit close to one of your homes.
It's going to hit close to both of our homes. But what it's going to do, it's going to bring to the surface who actually listens to the show. Because we do offend quite a few people.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to talk here and I'm going to say something because I'm at a crossroads and I don't know what I should do. And I asked my girlfriend this afternoon, what I should do about this. And I guess we'll find out if people listen to the show. Because I might offend someone else here too. I got a friend request from on Facebook, personal friend request,
right.
from an ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
And it's a particular person that we have probably both put down, you more so than me. I got this thing where I don't want people really to hate me in my life, you know?
Does her name rhyme with hen?
It does.
Okay. Just to clarify.
So now I'm at a crossroads because I don't know if we're cordial and that's fine and there's no hard feelings.
We are?
Well, I mean.
Oh, you and her. I thought you meant like us as a podcast.
No, as a podcast, certainly not. So that's what I'm saying.
Your relationship is amicable. You don't hate each other.
No, we don't hate each other.
She'll
call me and be like, oh, by the way, I use you as a reference on a job.
Does she listen to the show, though? I don't think she
listens. This is what we're going to find out, right?
Well, I think you are okay with her, but I think all your family and friends are not okay with her.
Correct.
As a human being.
Well, all right, see, and now here we go, right? So, what I'm wondering is this, is if I decline or ignore the friend request, then it makes it look like there's hard feelings and I don't necessarily like her.
Now, but what's your GF's take? She doesn't want you to accept?
Mm-mm.
She doesn't care.
She doesn't give a shit.
I mean, first of all, let me just break it down to you. It's Facebook, so it doesn't really matter. It doesn't mean that you're actually going to be hanging out with her because you're Facebook
friends. No. It's not the friend. That's not what it is. This is what it is. If I accept the request, right, and we always promote Big Brown and Bernsey show, and so she may just go, oh, what's this? And listen, now there's probably episodes in there, and not just one, where we've probably said bad things about the relationship. You actually called it a fake relationship because you said, well, now that you're actually in a real relationship.
But what do I know?
Well, you know quite a bit. I mean, I talked to you quite a bit about my personal life.
No, but what do I know is like, I mean, who am I to analyze your relationship?
Well, you're one of my best friends, and you're my my podcast partner. So, but that's the thing. Now, you know, now okay. This is what I'm saying.
So this is the test. See if she listens.
Well, this is the test, yeah. Right? Now, this is really going to bring to the surface whether or not people listen to the show. Because if she does, then she's going to either defriend me,
yeah,
or she's going to call me and go, why are you calling me a cunt?
Right. Well, you're not calling her a cunt. I'm calling her.
You
a cunt.
Are. Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't think you've ever called her. I don't think you ever said anything bad about her. I think it was mostly me.
It is mostly you.
Yeah. You might have said a few things, but it's mostly me.
So
that's the thing with. See, that's a good point, because when it comes to podcasts and radio, if you're not genuinely you, it's not going to work. If you're trying not to offend people in your life or people in your past, it's not going to work. It's not going to be real. It's not going to be real, man. Yeah.
And that's one of the things. We try to come up with like different personas and different things for the show purposes, right? And because, you know, I'm usually kind of, I've always been kind of cold-hearted and an asshole to people, and I treat people like shit.
Yeah.
But now, like, my life's good, and I'm loving, and I'm caring, and I'm, you know, everything's good. Now it's like, I had a girlfriend, so it was like, wait, should we pretend that I don't have one? Yeah. And, you know,
no, because that never works.
No, it doesn't. No, you can't.
It doesn't
right?
work.
So that's the test, right? And the second test is this. We'll find out, because I'm not going to put someone on blast here, but we can bring to the surface. I went into a home today that is, I don't even say I want to say borderline. It's flat out. The owner is a hoarder.
Right, like a proper hoarder.
Like a proper hoarder.
Like a TLC.
This needs to be. This is hoarder. Beyond. This is beyond Niecy Nash. We're gonna come clean your house.
Niecy Nash lost a lot of weight recently, hasn't she?
Yeah, well, she was on Dancing with the Stars.
She's starting to get a little bit. Like her body's starting to get a little better than. She used to be dumpy in Reno 911.
Yeah, her face still looks like it belongs on her old dumpy body though. She's got like a big. Grill,
she got a horse face.
Yeah. So now, I don't understand. I mean, it's a disease.
Yeah.
It's a sickness. This hoarding.
I don't know if it's a disease. I think it's a mental, it's some sort of mental, like, state that you get in.
I think a messy home, though, is one thing. I mean, this is a borderline of, you know what, I drink occasionally or I'm a full-blown alcoholic.
Right.
I mean, this is beyond, hey, you know what, I don't pick up after myself.
Oh, yeah.
This is years and years.
Hoarding, I think it's something in your life, an event in your life triggers something. And you just can't let go of shit, right?
Well, I mean, but it's not even that. It's like, I mean, not even letting go. It is just buying shit because you just feel like you have to.
Yeah.
Like, why does anyone need 21 2 liters of soda in the house?
Well, you like soda.
How much soda are you drinking, motherfucker?
I don't know. You drink it plain. You drink it with Jack. You drink it with a vodka.
I mean, and this isn't even good soda. This is 20, probably like,
well, maybe she's like just really
giant brand,
or he or she is really frugal and wants to have. It was on sale, so she bought a shitload of it.
So you got soda to your 75.
Yeah,
you never have to buy soda again.
Well, let's be honest, 21 2 liter bottles. I could probably go through that in like a month.
21 2 liters.
Yeah,
get the fuck.
I drink probably like 3 or 4 cans of soda a day.
That's not good.
I know, but I do it.
Diet?
Yeah, Coke Zero.
Okay, but that's still not good.
This segment's brought to you by Coke Zero. Cherry.
Get it now. It's delicious. Without the guilt. But it's not good for your liver. It's
obviously
not good for your kidneys.
Obviously, it's not. But between that and coffee, I drink a lot of shit during the day.
I mean, coffee's great.
Yeah.
But just drink water.
No, I drink water, too.
Why are you drinking all that soda? Now I'm concerned. All right, we need to have an intervention with you.
I drink a lot of protein shakes, and I use the soda to wash it down, so I feel fuller. Think about that.
I just did.
You don't do that.
I don't drink 3 sodas a day. Fuck no. I can't even get through one can of soda. I put it back in the fridge.
Oh, I hate people like you.
I can't.
Because then it gets all flat and gross.
Yeah, but you know
and
what?
You always end up knocking it over in the fridge.
I know, yeah. Because it always sits weird on the fucking railings and it's like teetering yeah. back and forth.
And even if you're like, there's three things in the fridge, there's like a bottle of mayo and an open can of Coke. Somehow you're going to hit that can yeah. of Coke and it's yeah. going to tip over.
Yeah. It's not the fine china that I put in there that I'm going to break. I'm going to knock that fucking soda can over. But that's why I think, I mean, I love soda in a can. Well, I love pop in a can. All right, I'm going back to my Midwest roots. I love pop in a can because it's crisp and it's cold and it tastes delicious. But that's why I should drink bottled pop.
Yeah,
so I can put the bottle back on.
But I can't drink pop, quote unquote pop.
Well, we got a lot of Midwest listeners from home.
So. I can't drink soda out of a 2-liter bottle because I like it. I like individual servings. I think
2 liters are great for like 5-year-olds' birthday parties. Yeah. And hey, you know what? Because it's cheap and you can just pour it in little Dixie cups and shit. And
I think it's great if you're like having a party and you're mixing it with you know whiskey or Jack or bourbon or something.
So unless you're drinking alcohol, don't buy 2 liters, people. There's something wrong with you if you do.
Yeah, because it
gets flat.
It goes flat in no time.
You're gonna keep it on the side of your fridge for the next 2 years.
True. Agreed.
Get the fuck out of here with that. So anyway. I don't know, man. I think there's something, there's a disconnect, there's something weird about just, and it's not even, I don't think she goes out to like garage sales and picks up shit on the street corners, but it's just clutter everywhere.
Clutter, it's not a good feeling, man. When you walk through a cluttered room, you're just like, oh God, you just want to like get out of there.
Yeah.
Same way I am like in an antique shop. When I go in an antique shop, I go crazy.
Because well, you're big, you're going to break something.
Yeah, I'm literally a bull in a china shop.
You think you're what's his name from Mice and Men? You're George.
George.
You're going to break, kill the little
bunny. No, Lenny.
Lenny, yeah.
George was the small dude.
Yeah. He was the boxer, right? Yeah. Lenny's a big ogre.
Yeah.
But dude, I had like, so I had just gotten back from the gym. She picked me up from the gym and we went to go pick up her Brava. And so we drive down there. We get down there and I had so much water
at
the gym.
Wait, Brava, B-R-O-V-A.
B-R-U-V-A-H.
Just in case there's any confusion on enunciation.
B-R-U-V-A-H. There's an A-H at the end. Right. Mava, Brava.
All right, because it drags on. So you picked up your GF Brava.
Yeah, so we get down there. And I had a lot of water at the gym,
right?
And I went to the gym on a Sunday. I mean, I'm telling you, man, I'm getting the meathead card back.
That's when you know. Mm-hmm. That's when you know you're in it, when you go on a Sunday.
On a Sunday. So.
That's God's day.
I could not make it to Burtonsville. I had to pee so bad. So we went in there.
So you peed your pants?
So I sat in the, brings up another good story, dude. No, so I'm like, oh my God, like we weren't going to go in. I said, I got to pee. We got to go in. So we went in, and she was shocked to see us. And she goes, no warning. What'd she yell? No warning. No warning. You know, because you can't pick up, right? So I'm walking in the...
Yeah, but how do you pick up if she's hoarding shit?
Just push it into, like, a corner or into a closet.
Throw a tarp over it?
It's like when you're a kid and your mom's like, clean your room, and you're just taking and shoving it in your closet.
Oh, I used to always do that. Right? Or shove it under my bed.
Clean, yeah. Done. You know? I don't know what's clean and what's dirty, but it's clean. Yeah. You know, the room's clean.
You can't see it, therefore it's clean.
You can see the carpet.
Yeah.
All right? As long as you can see the floor, you're good. So I had to use the restroom while it's upstairs. I'm, like, walking a tightrope. I'm afraid that I'm going to fall and hurt myself because there's stuff all over the steps. And I got up there, and I was like, oh, my God, what is this? I mean, remember Vietnam? Remember the Charlies when they were shooting at you? And you were going through the weeds and the jungles?
Yep.
This is what it was like. I was pushing clothes.
It was like you were in a Da Nang Delta?
Yeah. And dudes were coming
Charlie
at the right
everywhere?
Of me. Yeah. Charlie was everywhere. There's, like, big 8-packs of toilet paper and Bounty fucking paper towels dropping on me. And I was kung fuing shit out of the way. I finally got into the restroom, and I couldn't find the toilet. So I peed in the shower. Panties everywhere.
What was in the shower? Why couldn't you get to the toilet?
Because I couldn't find it.
There's books everywhere.
No, because there was clothes on it. Well, yeah. And magazines and all this other stuff. Cleaning supplies and facial shit. And I just didn't know where it was. So I got nervous and I had to pee so bad. So I just whipped it out and peed in the shower real quick.
I would have peed in the sink.
And I said, don't worry, I'm going to wash my hands. And then I couldn't find the sink. So I was screwed. So I didn't even get to see the entire thing of it, though. I guess the basement's just
bolted, right? He's got out of there.
Well, I got out of there. And then I was like real careful to walk down the steps. It took me like 10 minutes to get down the steps because I was afraid I was going to trip and hurt myself.
Was it a house or was it a townhouse or
it's
what?
It's a house. I mean, it's a proper DC home.
There's lots of space to put shit in.
You know, I mean, it's like an old, like a proper DC, like.
Yeah, like row house.
It's not a row house, though. It's a 2x2, whatever the fuck.
Duplex.
Something like that. Is it a row house? Yeah. There's no one, she's an end. Right. So there's no one next to it, you know.
Yeah.
Well, not on the other side. There's only one. You know? Right. So, but, whew. Man, and I literally, when I got out of there, I felt like I should call my mom because me and my brother and sister thought my mom had a problem, like, collecting shit. And,
yeah.
I wanted to call her and apologize for 15 years of just verbally abusing her for holding on to bullshit. She does not have a problem. So do you do that? Do you like, I mean, it's one of those things where if you haven't missed it in these 10 years and you find it, the fuck do you need it for?
No,
you haven't had
it
for 10 years.
I mean,
you've never even seen it.
I've got shit like laying around. Like I've got stuff in my parents' house. Like, yeah, I've got like photos and old shit. But I mean, I think I bounced around too much. I would just get rid of shit. Like remember when I moved to Australia, remember we threw my bed out? We threw everything out.
Oh, we tossed everything.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I didn't think I was going to come back. I don't know what was going to happen, so I just got rid of everything. Except for, like, photos and books, which I kept at my parents' place. That's it.
How long do you keep... I mean, what's the etiquette here? And maybe I should wiki this. But what's the etiquette on keeping Christmas cards or birthday cards from, like, loved ones?
Zippy.
What if it's
days.
A dead loved one? You don't give a shit?
Shredder.
Especially when there's like glitter and fucking balls and whistle, like what the fuck is this? Don't give me shit with glitter on it because it gets
a little
in my fucking hands.
First of all, I think cards are the stupidest thing on the history of the world. Just give me the.
Did you just get done watching 500 Days of Summer?
No,
did you?
No.
You sat home and go, you know what? Fuck these cards. Fuck holiday cards.
No, dude.
Fuck Valentine's Day cards.
Oh, because they worked at a card place.
Yeah.
No, but I don't keep cards.
You don't.
I have a couple cards in my house. Like,
what about the ones I gave you?
I have these. I have when people give me like giant novelty size cards,
yeah.
I'll keep those
because
that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's like a big hat.
Yeah. It's a big hat. It's funny. Yeah,
it's funny.
But like little like Christmas, like birthday cards, like happy birthday, just going right in the trash as soon as I open the gift.
Yeah. Listen, if there's no money in the card, don't fucking give it to me.
Yeah.
All right.
How about
put a check in the card? Like, I love when you got to open it in front of, like, when you're a kid, and you know there's a check, and you know there's a 20 in there, and it's like, you actually got to take the time to pretend you're reading the card. Listen, everyone that gave me a card throughout my life, I never read a fucking word on that card.
Dude, when I went to...
I got the check, I got the 20, I stuck it in my pocket, and I spent it as soon as I got out of your house.
When I went to Dick and Kate Catherine's wedding, I stuck a check in an envelope and gave it to him. I didn't even get a card.
Was it a colorful envelope at least?
No, it was like an office envelope. It was like a...
like you're sending out a bill?
Like a rent check.
I mean,
who cares?
They're not going to read it.
Yeah.
You know
they're
going to
get enough
cards.
They don't need my card.
Yeah.
Because it would have been something...
Your words on the way to the wedding. Your words are going to be so inspirational.
Yeah.
They're already married.
All they care about is the money. Is a check. Is a gift.
Yeah. And they're going to write a thank you and say, thanks for the money.
Yeah.
Thanks for the check.
Yeah.
Thanks for the card. That's why I kind of like what my sister did with the postcards. Because you can actually, like, people can sit there and go, oh, this is a funny postcard, you know?
Yeah, cards are stupid.
Unless you throw them right out.
Yeah. I'll keep them for like a week and I'll just throw them in the trash.
You're not sentimental at all.
No. Not with shit like that. Because it's not sentimental. That stuff's not.
It's someone else's words.
Yeah.
Well, what if someone writes like a long thing on there?
It depends on what it is, what the context is. I might have a few cards from like when I was a kid, but. Not really. I mean,
sometimes I break up with chicks with a good Hallmark card.
Yeah, who doesn't? With a birthday card,
just
cross
out
birthday
out.
And say break up.
You know, because I don't even know there's an email. If I knew how to use email, I would just break up with chicks over email. But I just mail them cards.
I love taking like birthday cards and giving it on like an anniversary, just crossing stuff out, handwriting stuff in.
No, not Happy Valentine's Day. Merry Christmas.
Happy Valentine's Christmas.
Happy Sweetest Day. That's a fucking Ohio
dumbass
Hallmark holiday. And all those cunts I ever gave something to on Sweetest Day, fuck off. All right, we're going
to
take a break. I need some coffee.
I need
Big Brown and Bonks.
I'm going to go write my journal.
Sorry, I'm not smart like you.
Life can be so fair. Let it go on along. For good.
that cherry bomb. Blow out that cherry bomb. For me, we lost it long ago. You and me. Now you know your way back from the spirit bomb. Brush your teeth for bed. Blow out that cherry bomb. Blow out that cherry bomb.
Back with Big Brown and Bonky.
We are back, and I've got a nice cold can of Coke Zero.
That is nice and cold.
This segment brought to you by Coke Zero, the official sponsors of Big Brown and Burnsy.
Are they the official sponsors?
Yeah, dude.
Wow, thanks, guys. We really appreciate it.
They gave us a whole lot of nothing.
The problem is, they've been sued a few times from Coke.
Coke Zero?
Yes. For imitation...
Wait, what? What?
Mm-hmm. They're, you've seen the commercials.
There's
a lawsuit.
They're the same product.
Yeah, I know, but you've seen the commercials, right, where they try to sue them?
But what makes Coke Zero so much better than Diet Coke? It's 10 times better.
Well, because it
100 times better.
Okay, I'll give you 100 times better.
Yeah.
It's because it tastes like
real Coke. Yeah. It's amazing.
Diet Coke.
Tastes like shit. Tastes like flat Coke.
Dude, Diet Coke. I remember growing up, my mom would get the... caffeine-free Diet Pepsi.
But
it was in the gold cans.
I mean, I only drink this for the caffeine. I don't know why. Why would I drink? It's like drinking decaf coffee
or non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah, it's stupid.
You drink it for the caffeine?
Yeah.
Soda?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's sometimes though, like especially when you're dieting and you're like not taking in carbs. It's the carbonation's good,
yeah,
right?
It makes you feel full. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, but would you do that with caffeine free? Like, do you ever drink root beer?
Root beer?
Yeah, root beer.
Root beer?
No, root beer.
Root beer? It's root beer.
It's root beer.
So it's the root of a tree?
It's the root.
It's the root of a tree.
The roof of a house.
No, it's a roof and it's a root.
Yeah,
it's
two O's. I was there that way.
So when it's snowing outside, you put your boots on?
Sometimes I put my boots on.
Yep. You're such an idiot.
Is it your foot or your foot?
It's foot.
There you go.
That's the one exception to the rule.
Oh, that is.
Yeah.
So you can't say roof?
No, that's retarded.
Or root beer?
No, root beer just sounds stupid. It sounds like you're not saying it. It sounds like you're like missing a few words in there.
That's how we say it in the Midwest.
All right. What are your thoughts on her, Jennifer Gardner?
I think she's weird looking.
She's got a kind of a mannish face.
She's got a chiseled face, and that chin makes me want to punch it.
She does have a punchable face, because she always has that stupid look on her face.
Yeah, it's that dumb,
like
confused,
that curious,
like, yeah. Like, she's always thinking of something deep, and I want to look at it, like that. I don't like that face.
Yeah.
It's so funny, because Tiffany just said something to me, like, earlier today, we were sitting on the porch, and she's like, don't you think Jennifer Gardner's weird looking? I said, yeah, she's not.
What about Hillary Swank? I saw some pictures of her on Egotastic. She was looking pretty fucking good. Did you see those pics?
Million-dollar baby?
Yeah.
Hillary Swank?
She was pretty good in these pictures, though. She had, like, white spandex
her
on.
Her body or her face?
Oh, her boobs are ridiculous.
Yeah, her boobs. She got another face I like to punch. I didn't know who I wanted to punch more, her or ex-husband. When she married the Rob Lowe's brother, Chad Lowe.
No, but who's got more of a punch?
Hey, Chad. Good job, dude.
Who's got more of a punchable face, though? Gardner or Swank?
I think Gardner I'd punch first.
Look at that. That's such a punchable face.
Just sitting right there. If I was McConaughey in that movie,
by the way, puncher. Internet, our background movie of the day today, you know how we always watch a movie on mute when we record? It's Ghosts of Girlfriends Past.
It's one of Ribby's favorites.
It's part of Bunky's illustrious collection of movies.
It is. We put the DVD in so you can watch this.
It's the director's cut of Ghosts of Girlfriends Past.
I don't think she's attractive. Like,
No, I think she's attractive. I just think she has a...
You think that's attractive right there?
I don't think she's unattractive.
It's like a dude's face, isn't it? She looks like a tranny.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does. Look at that. That's a dude face.
No, it's fine. All right.
Punch her in the chin, McConaughey.
Back to the podcast.
Who do you want to punch more, her or McConaughey with that long hair? I'm going to punch them both. I'm going to kick them both in the nuts.
All right, back to the podcast.
Oh, sorry, guys. We're recording.
Oh, internet. We didn't know you were here.
Yeah, hello.
Oh,
welcome to my home.
I was just mending my fences.
So, speaking of movies and people that I want to punch, There's no fucking way that they made this movie for real. This movie Takers, dude.
Dude, really? I don't even know. I know the cast, but I don't even know what it's about. Like, what are they taking?
Who's got a better cast? The Expendables?
Expendables? The Expendables? Or
they're expanding because they're getting old. Or Takers featuring Paul Walker.
Everyone's favorite action hero. Dun-dun. And
T.I., the King of the South.
And
dun-dun. And in a new starring role, Breezy.
No, internet doesn't know who that is.
Chris Brown. Breezy.
Our generation's Ike Turner.
Why are they in movies?
Because they're, I guess, they're, I don't know, maybe they're producing it.
And isn't Avon Coburn in it? Is it Avon? No, it's not Avon. What's his name in The Wire? His name's, he's in
Avon,
Office.
Avon Barksdale?
Barksdale. Is it Avon?
Yeah.
That's in it?
No. It's Stringer Bell.
Stringer Bell is in it too.
But he's actually a really good actor.
He's a good actor. But he's one of those dudes. He's like Samuel L. Jackson. He'll do anything right now. He was in The Office. He's in Tyler Perry movies.
And here's a funny thing about that dude. He's British.
He is British.
But he played a hell of a fucking... His accent was awesome in Wire.
Well, his accent's great in everything, except the only time that the movie that I've seen that he was actually using his real British accent was in
Rock and Roller.
Yeah.
I saw some other indie flick where he was an English dude.
So he's not like a real black dude, then?
No, but I mean, he had a good, like, Baltimore brother accent, Wire. No, yeah.
Yeah, he did. Well, dude, he is a great actor.
Oh, he's a good actor, yeah.
And
he's got a funny name.
And the fact that he would actually read the script and be like, okay, well, who am I in this movie with? And they're like, Paul Walker.
He's like, oh, done deal.
T.I. and Breezy. He's like, dude, I gotta be in this. I gotta take this.
You know what? This is a once in a lifetime opportunity.
Look, I was gonna jump on that Scorsese film, but you know what? When you mentioned Breezy and T.I. in the same
Chris
movie.
Chris Breezy.
I got to do it, man. Because there's going to be a lot of Oscar nods on that one.
Lots of them. I think it's Chris Breezy's best performance up till now.
I think when he, I don't know, dude. When he pretended to cry in that Michael Jackson tribute when he was dancing, that was pretty good.
When they make B&B the movie, your character's going to be played by Chris Breezy.
And Tiffany's just going to play herself, so she could act with Breezy.
Yeah, and she can get beat.
I want my girlfriend to get beat by Breezy. Mouth off now.
And Chris Breezy's going to play you, and Paul Walker is going to play me.
Because he's a quarter. You were a quarterback, just like Paul Walker.
I am.
Blues.
I was a quarterback in my previous life.
Oh my god, dude! Why would they actually put this movie out? And in fact, it's in theaters.
What I don't understand about movies like that is like, okay, so somebody came up with a script. Probably not even. I'm sure somebody came up with a concept and they pitched it, and some producer or studio exec was like, "Yeah, dude, that sounds like a great idea. Go ahead and write that script. We're gonna fund this." Who would do that?
It took Affleck and Damon a long, long, long time for someone to actually say, you know what? Yeah, we want to be a part of Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
Because they wanted—they are legitimate actors, and they wanted to play themselves.
Well, Affleck's not, but Damon is.
But, I mean, Affleck's been in quite a few movies. Mm-hmm. But no one wanted them to be in the movie. They didn't want them to act in it.
Yeah.
But the fact that someone goes, you know what? T.I. and Breezy, you two definitely are going to act in this movie.
Yeah.
But Damon and Affleck? Nope.
Yep.
We're not going to sign on to do Good Will Hunting. No. But Takers? That's the ticket.
Yeah. That's
That's better. That movie, that is better than getting the Willy Wonka, the golden coin or
ticket,
whatever. The golden bar.
Ticket.
It was a golden ticket inside a can in a bar.
It wasn't a golden bar inside of a candy bar. Because that would weigh 40 pounds.
It was a piece of gold. It was white gold. It was white gold in a cubic zirconia.
Some say you're the white gold of the podcast industry. Some would say that.
I am the gold bar.
Some say you're the platinum of the podcasting industry.
Some would say that I'm the Sherling.
Yeah.
I'm the Sherling.
You're the pound of of podcast currency. If podcasting was a currency, if podcasters were a currency, you would be the sterling pound.
The sterling pound?
I don't know what it's called.
I like sterling because that's what the brothers used to wear.
Sterling?
Yeah. Wasn't that called sterling? It was the fake fur on the leather coats from Wilson's Leather. Wasn't those called sterling jackets?
I don't remember.
You don't know that?
No. I remember Wilson's Leather. I used to have a bomber jacket from there.
Well, of course. I'm sure you put on layaway, too.
No, I bought it straight
cash. All the brothers used to put on layaway at Wilson's
Leather. I got it for Christmas.
So, what have you been doing all weekend?
Dude, Friday,
I didn't see you.
I went to the Arcade Fire concert in Columbia at Meriwether Post Pavilion, and it might have been one of the greatest concerts I've ever seen in my
life.
Yeah. I don't know whether, I mean, I was pretty drunk, too, but those guys were, I don't know if you're familiar with their music, but, dude, they are fucking great live.
Well, you're not the only person that said how good it was, the concert.
Right, you're right.
It's gotten rave reviews.
Yeah, I mean, they are really good live.
Yeah.
I mean, considering the fact that we were in the very back of Meriwether in the field, like on the top of the hill.
Oh, way back.
Yeah, it was still like, it still sounded so good.
Bucks, yeah, whatever those ones are. Yeah.
General admission.
Yeah.
I've got a few pics. I'll post them up. But yeah, it was a great show, and I got hammered. I'm an idiot, dude. I was like, I'll be the designated driver. I'll pick everybody up. And as soon as we got there, on the way there, I looked at Amanda. I was like,
bad idea.
Yeah, she was like, don't worry, I'll drive you home if you get drunk.
I didn't really think this one through.
Yeah, I was like, done. Because you know what? Up to the moment, I'm always like, yeah, I'll just have a couple beers. I won't drink in the show. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
No, I had like 8 beers before we even got in. I had like 4 24-ouncers in the show.
Well, there's something about like concerts or ball games. Anytime you're outside and there's like a tailgate or you're in a field, like there's something or bonfires. Dude, you don't real the beer's like water, dude.
Yeah.
There's something about that atmosphere, that vibe.
I was drinking Coors Light, so
basically yes.
That's my new go-to, dude. Coors Light.
Oh, Coors?
Coors Light. They're delicious,
dude. They're hard good.
Yeah, they go down real easy.
And the best thing about it is you know when it's cold because it tells you.
The mountains tell you.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally like drinking. It's like licking a mountain. The actual Rockies.
Just licking the
Rockies.
Stone in the snow.
Yeah, any mountain in the Rockies, like when you lick it, it's like the equivalent of drinking a Coors Light.
Plus, when you go into the store, it's like, I'm looking for the coldest beer here.
Yep.
And then you know when you look at the picture, like, oh my God, it's blue.
You know what? All you other beers, you guys aren't telling me shit.
No.
But the Coors Light's talking to me. It's telling me that it's cold and it wants to be drunk.
So, well, drink me.
It wants to be drank.
Dude, now, this really brings up a good competition between. One of your old school faves is the Vortex Miller Lite bottle.
Dude, I know.
Coors Light, the cold.
I'm such a fucking sucker for gimmicks.
You are.
That I.
Well, you see a fucking commercial, like, I gotta do that. That's why you buy all that shit, late night infomercials, because you love Suzanne Summers.
I don't even want to get started on reading new articles on, like, Meathead Mags.
Oh.
They're like, oh, this new shit's amazing. And I'll go out and buy, like, 10 pounds of it without even thinking twice.
Just like that new protein you bought. And you got it, and it tastes like a butthole.
Yeah, but.
Not be, like a girl's clean
to
butthole.
To be fair,
like,
though.
Your dirty butthole after you
that
had
protein
diarrhea.
Is. I knew it wasn't going to taste good because it is the kind of protein it is. It never tastes good because it's always bitter.
Yeah.
But I didn't think it was going to taste that bad, dude. It tastes like shit. I blended it today with whole milk and natural peanut butter,
and
it still tastes like shit.
Dude, I'm not lying to you. I mean. And you and I can attest to this. I tell people this all the time. I've been trying to give away a jug of protein. Now, over the years, we've basically been guinea pigs for new supplements, protein powders, any workout fucking supplement there is. We've tried.
Yeah.
Boron. Yohimbe.
Gakik. Gakik's your favorite. I can't believe you bought the ick.
Oh, dude. Ick any line. Ick from MuscleTech.
Lukic. Gakik.
I mean... Create kick, glutamate kick. I mean, basically anything with a kick in it. I was like, dude, this is gonna kick ass. I'm doing it. But I have this tub of protein that, dude, I've drinking Russian Bear. I've had every fucking protein powder known to man.
Yeah, me too, man.
I cannot drink this shit, dude. I can't even smell it. It makes me want to gag. Now, Gay Kick tasted and smelled like dirty socks.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes me want to gag. And actually, after I bought it, I went somewhere to return. I think I went to Vitamin Shop or wherever I bought it from. I was like, dude, is there anything I can have? He's like, ooh, I can't believe you drank it. But they've noticed how much I did of it. And he's like, well, we can't take it back. He said, but I don't know why they didn't tell you to get the tablets. You could have got the capsules. Yeah. This protein's like that. I smell it, and there's something in my throat that makes me want to throw the
My throat hates it.
Throat locks up. And I've tried everything. I put, like, peppermint in it. I put it in a blender. I put ice cream. I put Häagen-Dazs. I tried everything,
dude. Honestly, the ultimate test for shitty-tasting protein is natural peanut butter, because that makes everything taste good, usually.
Mm, yeah.
If you can put... I put 2 tablespoons of natural peanut butter in this shake, and it tastes... I mean, it tastes like ear medicine. Like, that's how bitter the fucking taste is.
And I put chocolate chip mint ice cream in this, which, I mean, look, if you mix that into your diarrhea, I'll eat it. I mean, chocolate chip mint ice cream is fucking money. Yeah.
But
this stuff, god damn it, man, I can't give this stuff away. I'm trying, it's a $50 tub, and I'm like, dude, someone take this. Please, take this. Because I feel bad throwing it away.
No, you should. You should just suck it up and take it.
Dude, I can't even plug my nose, because even when I let go of my nose, the aftertaste.
I had to do that with the Protein Factory one today.
I don't know what to do with it. I feel guilty.
Well, that's what Tim was saying. Daddy was saying, what are you going to do about it? I'm like, I'm just going to suck it up, dude. I mean, I just paid $60 for 2 pounds of this in leucine.
It's so bad.
I'm going to chuck it down, dude.
Because the shit's not cheap, man. And I feel guilty if I throw it away.
I told him I'm going to look at my biceps and just choke it down. Because I'm dangerously hardcore, that's why.
You are dangerously hardcore. Maybe I should drink it when I'm jerking off or something, just like so I'm not really paying attention to it.
Or when you're wasted.
Maybe take a couple shots and then chug it down. Or while you're having sex.
Yeah.
Like American Psycho style.
Yeah. Oh, I look in the mirror. I smelled the protein you're talking about. It smells like shit.
God awful, isn't it? Yeah. And who buys it? And I love it on the fucking thing. It's like, you know, the greatest tasting protein, or like this new great taste, or some shit. It's like chocolate fudge.
Yeah.
And it just, the advertising, God, they get me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you and I are the same, though, dude. Like, yo, man, have you heard of this new supplement?
Yeah, I'm going
to
try.
Or like, you know, you go to T-Muscle. Dude, what about this Anaconda? You know, what about this?
I refuse. The Anaconda's stupid. It's so expensive, too, man. There's no way I would do that.
Well, that's like the V-Diet that we did, you know, the true V-Diet. They want you to... It was so expensive that they actually bundled a package together. I mean,
it's
and again,
just marketing,
I mean,
dude.
This is marketing, yeah. And they said, you know what? We're going to bundle all this shit together and sell you the V-Diet package.
Yeah.
Because if you buy it separate, it's like $900 for like a month and a half of supplements. Fuck me, dude.
I mean, you can get like a
you
triple stack cycle
juice.
For that
You can get good juice for that. Effective shit.
For like 6 months.
Yeah. So on that note, maybe we should take a break and just drink some protein.
Let's just drink protein.
Let's go do it.
Yeah, let's cheer some
Sounds
protein.
Sounds like a good idea. You know what? Hey Romeo, my little dog's gonna get some fucking protein too. I'll give you protein.
I wanna punch your dog in the face.
Me too.
He's got a real punchable face.
He does. Just like Jennifer Gardner. We'll be back with Big Brown and Bonks. You're back.
Oh, man.
Episode number 26.
26, dude. Before we get started, I just wanted to give a quick congratulations to SR and his lovely wife, DR. They just had a little baby boy today.
Congrats, you guys.
His name is Benjamin.
His initials are Barr.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Great acronym.
It is a great acronym.
So, what's up?
Congratulations to you guys. Can't wait to come over there and not hold your baby because I'm horrified of holding babies.
Because you're Lenny. And you get awkward.
I was like talking about this the other day with my coworker. Like, babies, like kids, I don't like kids until they're like 2 or 3 years old when I can respond, when they respond to you and you can talk to them.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're just like little things.
Well, they cry and you're like, tell me what's wrong.
Yeah. Plus, like, I'm scared to hold them because they're like, you have to hold them a certain way, otherwise, you break their neck or their head's still soft. Like, I'm horrified of newborns, too.
Sometimes I like to put a newborn down on the ground, and I like to drop pennies on his head, on top of their head.
So they have divots when they grow up?
Ow. Yeah.
So, yeah, on that note,
I'm trying to see how high.
Congrats to SR and DR for having...
continuing the R name.
Yeah, the R name.
Right?
At what point do we start saying people's names? Nobody's really listening to this show.
I know, yeah. No one's going to get in trouble at work. But yeah, so yeah, definitely congrats. That's great. And happy birthday I want to say happy birthday to a couple people because yesterday was my best friend Al's birthday.
Happy birthday, Al.
My boy, one of my best friends, Tommy yep. C, and Dan O.
Yeah, Dan O's birthday just passed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
was it today or yesterday?
I think it was the 7th. It was yesterday. Yeah. So happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Dan O. There'll be a card in the mail.
speaking of cards and birthdays, this weekend while you're having fun at the concert and doing the thing that you do.
Yeah.
Yesterday during the day, we went to Tiffany's godson's first birthday party, which, let's be honest, it's more for everyone else because at one, you're not gonna remember this shit.
Yeah.
He has no fucking clue what's going on.
I mean, really, a 1 year old party? Like,
he's 1 year old. And 10 years from now, he's not going to go, God damn, remember my first birthday party? That was fucking tits.
Yeah.
You know, it was awesome. But it's more like, you know, everyone else came there and it's one of those things where we're sitting there and there's a bunch of it's her best friend. She's the godmother of the 1 year old. But everyone else that was there had not babies, but had kids. Right, so they're all playing. We're inside this little like kiddie college, and a bunch of like little toys and shit for the kids. But all the parents are like, "Oh, with their kids," and we're sitting there like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah, what do we do?
So we're just sitting there and like sitting on little baby seats and like little chairs. And so there was a dude, and on the break we're talking about Kenny Powers, Eastbound and Down. They had the Velcro mitts with the Nerf ball, or whatever, right?
Yep.
So, though they're great, you know. So this little kid was out there. I said, "Hey, let's throw this around." So he's like, "I'm gonna go further." And he might have been 8 or 9.
Did you nail him in the face?
No. So I was like, I was whipping it across. I was whipping it across the whole playground, right? Yeah. And Tiffany looks over and she goes, "What do you think you are, Kenny Powers? Like reliving old memories? Like whip? You know, I'm throwing the ball across the whole playground."
He's like, "Hey, kid, watch my slider. Yeah.
Watch this curveball. Try to catch this.
Watch how this breaks."
But God, it's so like, you know, we're at this birthday party. It's like, it's so weird that, you know, he's just crying and it's like, what do you get this 1 year old? Like, you ain't gonna remember shit. But so we basically went there, ate the food, ran around a little bit, and we're like, we gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
You know?
That sounds riveting. A 1 year old party sounds awesome. I'm actually upset that I missed it.
What I didn't tell you is I dressed as a clown. I was a clown there.
Make me a bicycle clown.
I'm blowing up balloons and getting yelled at by the parents.
I said, make me a bicycle clown.
Well, she's never seen Old School, so I was like, I was saying that I felt like Will Ferrell, like I was going to run around like in my robe and start pushing these little kids out of the way to get to the food.
Take a dart to the jugular?
Like throwing these kids out of the way.
Happy birthday.
So then last night, we went to her boss's birthday party at this bar in Columbia, Pub Dog. They have their own beer.
Sup Dog?
You can't get anything but their beer.
Right.
I mean, it's at least at some micro beers.
So you couldn't get a Coors Light if you wanted?
No.
ML if you wanted.
No, you couldn't get an ML. My buddy showed up and he was like, so can I get other beers besides theirs? I was like, oh yeah, sure, because I was drinking drinks.
Was your buddy a brother?
No.
No.
He was a boy. So he's like...
Who was it?
Tony.
Oh, Anthony. Tony, yeah. He's a good dude.
Yeah, so Andy was like, can I get a Miller Lite? They're like, the waitress looks at him, or the bartender. Not no.
Oh, are they all beer snobs in there too?
Yeah. No, you can have one of our 9 brew, you know, beers here. Like, God damn it.
Which one tastes like Miller Lite? I want that one.
That was the lightest, hoppiest. Give me that one. So they had a bunch of like different ones, and they're all like named after dogs because it's pup dog.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, they call their menu like dog food.
Yeah.
And dog pizza.
That's clever.
Dog beers.
Someone said that's clever.
Yeah. Well, if you're a dog lover,
yeah.
If you're not, then don't go there.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. So I had the Beagle, and I had the Boxer.
And what kind of beers were they?
The Beagle was like a mix. That was the mixed breeds, right?
Yeah.
The Beagle was. Like this dark stout and this like raspberry beer.
Both of them sound shit.
And then the box.
I hate fruity beer and I hate stouts.
And then I got this one. It was called Hoppy Dog, and it was just like it was like a strong Miller Lite.
Yeah.
It was like an IPA,
but it was hoppy. Therefore, it was bitter.
It was hoppy. It was bitter. So actually, nothing like a Miller Lite.
Yeah. So but the opposite of a Miller Lite.
But it was light. It wasn't a stout. It wasn't dark.
It was a light hoppy beer.
And so we did that, and actually, you know, we had a pretty good time. There's, you know, I mean, a good turnout from her boss's friends. They all came, and they're dancing, getting their groove on.
I went to dinner at my sister's place, and Amanda came with me.
Okay.
And she was a big hit. She baked a homemade pie for him.
Fuck.
Yeah.
They're real serious.
Yeah. Things are really getting turned up a notch. Here's the funny part. Like, she brought a pie. You know, pie and ice cream. Apple pie, because it's one of my favorites. And my mom ate the pie and ice cream. And she was like, I've never had pie before.
Wow.
And you know what? I realized that's probably true. And my dad was like, yeah, I've never had pie before either.
Wow.
I was like, you've lived here for 26 years and you've never had a piece of pie.
You've been in the United States of America.
Yeah.
That long.
Yeah. Well, my mom won't eat it because I guess when we first moved here, she heard that McDonald's apple pie has lard. Like, most of those pre-made apple pies have lard in it, like animal, beef or cow lard. And she won't eat that. So, therefore, she just cut it out of the...
And then probably, like, 10 years ago, she was flipping through the channels and saw American Pie when he was having sex with a pie. She's like, I'm definitely not going to have pie
now. So, yeah.
And if I catch your father doing that, there's going to be trouble.
I guarantee you that if I would have brought the pie... And not Amanda, she wouldn't have ate it. It's because Amanda
because it's a courtesy thing. Yeah. Like, she baked, you know.
Yeah.
Well, that was what it was. Same thing as Tiffany wanted to come over. That one, she had to get her hair done, but she wanted to come over for the lunch that your family made and all that other stuff. Yeah. And she wants to try Indian food, but she's never had it? No.
Wow.
And that's the thing. And her concern is if she goes there to the house,
doesn't like it.
She's going to offend somebody, right? And that's just like if Amanda baked this pie and they didn't eat it, it's going to offend Amanda, right? Yeah. So
I don't think it would have offended Amanda. I think Amanda was just doing it just because she felt like she had to bring something.
Do your parents eat pizza?
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah. They eat pizza pie.
They do eat pizza pie.
Yeah. But my parents, though, they have issues with, like, they're very Indian still.
Yeah.
And my dad, like, he likes ice cream and stuff and... My parents like ice cream, but they don't like a lot of American desserts because they're so different than Indian desserts.
And it's so sugary.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Yeah. Indian desserts are like bombs. They're like sugar bombs.
Yeah.
They're like deep-fried dough soaked in sugar syrup. Yes. Like shit like that.
This is what we're doing here.
Yeah.
Like, this is what we're going to do.
Like, our favorite dessert is called a gulab jamun. It's literally a deep-fried ball of dough, and then they soak it. In like a sugary syrup, a homemade sugary syrup and they soak it for like 2 days in that thing, and it just like it's just you've had that stuff
it's
delicious, but it is pretty full on,
dude. What I don't understand, Big Brown, is this: the Asians in general, all right, and not every single one, because there's always exceptions, but you're technically, I guess,
Asian, we are
Indian. How the fuck can your people eat all that sugar and, like, kind of carb, like, heavy carbs, but as a whole, your people are small.
Yeah.
And same with Asians.
Yeah.
I mean, they eat so much, like, the noodles and the rice, and they're all, like, most of them are skinny and tiny. It's like, how? Because when I'm white, when I eat that, like, if I eat that much sugar or carbs, like, it hits me instantly. Yeah. Like, I just feel bloated. I am bloated. I think it's
a lifestyle. I mean, not now, because now people...
Over the years.
If you're living in India, you don't give a shit about cars because, first of all, it's hot as balls over there. Mm-hmm. And you're walking around, like, the lifestyle, it's a even in the suburbs and stuff, it's not, you're not driving around from strip mall to strip mall. You know, you don't walk at the gym. You walk to the grocery store. You walk to work. You walk places. You're walking everywhere, or you're taking public transport, which is more effort involved. I think it comes down to lifestyle. I think it's more of an active lifestyle, but not by choice, but because it's just the way it is. So they don't go to gyms and stuff because they walk around all day or whatever, and that's just the way it just doesn't.
But what about, like, here in America? I mean, a lot of them are Americanized, though.
There's some skinny, fat brown dudes in this country, man.
But genetically,
they're small, but they've got little guts.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's from...
I guess it's just, like, how animals, I mean, you know, evolution and how you evolve. But it's just so weird because one of the things that B-Rad said, and I was watching Real Housewives of D.C., the first episode, and the one lady's from London, and she's just moved here, you know, recently. And she was saying to her daughters that are in school, like, what's so weird? And it's like, you know, we did bad on spelling because we spell words different. And you know, what else is the biggest difference between here and London? And it's the size of the people.
Yeah.
And the size of the portions that we eat.
Like, most European countries and Asian countries, the doggy bag doesn't exist because you get enough food to eat there.
Yeah. There's no take home.
Stuff home.
Well, that's one of the things, you know, when you look at portions that you when you go get a steak. Now I don't care how big the fucking steak is. I saw Rockstar posted at 2 pound the steak two, I'm finishing that
motherfucker. Yeah, I'm gonna kill it.
I'm gonna kill it no matter what. You give me a pound burger, I'm gonna finish the fucking thing. I'm not taking anything home with me.
Yeah.
But that's literally that pound burger. Is four portions. I mean, that should feed four people.
Yeah, it's a quarter pound. A quarter pound of meat is a normal portion. Yeah.
The size of your palm.
Yeah.
And we eat 10 times that when we go out to a restaurant.
Yeah. You should see what I have for lunch today.
Well, because it's like, dude, okay, well, I just paid 20, you know, 40 bucks for me or 50 bucks for me and my girl got to dinner. I'm going to finish everything on my plate.
Yeah.
I ain't going to take it home because I'm not going to eat it.
So, dude, it's not the same when you take it home either. It doesn't taste as good.
No. And by the way, internets, just so you know, we went from girlfriends of ex-girlfriends of the past, whatever the fuck that thing, girlfriends from my past, or whatever was it called?
Ghosts of girlfriends past.
Over
now, a Matthew McConaughey classic.
Now we're watching probably the greatest action movie of all time, featuring probably the top five greatest action stars ever. Barbed Wire featuring Pamela Anderson Lee. Now, I definitely...
She wasn't Lee in this, though, right? She was just Pamela Anderson.
Was she just Pam Anderson?
Yeah.
I pit her up against Matt Damon in the Bourne series.
Matt Damon.
I just saw her kick off a table leg and shoot sideways with two guns.
Two guns sideways, crouched over with one leg sticking out in front of her.
And none of the bullets are hitting her through the kitchen table.
They're not wood bullets, dude. They're paper bullets.
This is all. This is a great action flick right here. Her performance is
getting
great.
Getting back to Housewives of DC.
Yeah.
What? So you watched it? How was it?
Rubbish.
Yeah.
It's rubbish.
And they're all old and haggard too.
Dude, this is.
At least the Orange County chicks are hot.
This is so bad too because there are definitely hot girls in DC. The fact that they put these four or five women on here, they're all butt. I mean, they're not hot at all. There's not one hot one.
Yeah.
I mean, at least some of the other ones, like the New York is like, oh, you know, like some people think Bethany, like she got a decent body. The Jersey bitches, like if you're into that shit, but there are no attractive women. And it's, oh, God. The couple that went into the White House party.
Yeah. Mikhail Salahi. But, I mean, like the Orange County one, like I honestly haven't watched the DC one yet, but the Orange County chicks are pretty hot, man. There's like two or three that are really hot in that one.
Well, I mean, California chicks.
Yeah. And that's why I want to watch the show, is I want to see the hot ones. I don't care about housewives in general. I just want to see hot housewives.
You don't watch the Kardashians because you're interested in how their business plan is.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
How's Dash doing? Yeah,
I don't care how their relationship is going. I want to see them hot, doing hot,
is
running
Kim
around.
Still, yeah, is Kim still organizing celebrities' closets?
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about that. They're hot. That's why I watch
care.
It.
Yeah, I don't care.
You don't watch the fucking, what's that other bullshit, Pretty Things or whatever. What was that fucking show you used to watch with those the little cunt thing with the
pretty wild.
Pretty Wild. You don't watch Pretty Wild because you're interested in her, you know, her modeling career.
Her humanitarian efforts.
I want to see your tits. Yeah,
exactly.
Shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear what you're talking about.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, so it's like the same thing here. Like, I don't know. As a matter of fact, I mean, I'll be completely honest with you. When I watch those shows, I'm actually listening to them talk and talk about each other. It fucking annoys the shit out of me.
Yeah.
And they're such coozes. They're all just a bunch of fucking rich.
That's a great word for them. Coozes. Yeah.
So now they're obviously celebrities, right? Another one. I mean, sticking along the quote unquote entertainment discussion we're having here. Now, anytime there's a sex tape, you know, or anyone that's affiliated in Hollywood somehow. I don't care if you're the 18th cousin of Brad Pitt. Right. Now you're a celebrity. Lawrence Fishburne's daughter is coming out with a quote-unquote sex tape. It's not a celebrity sex tape. No. It's an actual porn.
It's premeditated. It's a porn. It's scripted.
It's a scripted porn. She is doing porn. So don't advertise this through Vivid or Wicked or whoever's going to buy whoever has the rights to this, that it's a celebrity sex tape. It's not. It's a fucking porno.
Yeah, it's a porn. It's not a sex tape. Okay.
She wants to be a porn actress.
That's like Sasha Grey saying, "Oh, my next movie is it's a sex tape." Yeah.
Behind the scenes, yeah. I didn't know they recorded it. I'm trying to fight the release of this. No, it's a fucking porno.
Yeah.
And the male in it, Brian Pumper. I mean, he's a porn star.
Yeah.
You know. Oh well, I did this this home video with John Holmes. You're trying to be a porn star, you fucking coos. All right, it's a porno, and no one's gonna pay. I don't know why people are paying extra because they think it's some celebrity sex tape. And she says, well, you know, Kim Kardashian's her mentor on her ride to fame here because Kim Kardashian did the sex tape and now she's real famous and this. This is the route she's taking. This is the path she's gonna take. So for all those 12-year-olds out there, those little girls that want to be Kim Kardashian. Good.
Yeah.
Follow this road. Take that path to stardom.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
fuck on film.
Obviously, it's a good formula. It works.
It
Kim works. Kardashian's on 3 different reality shows. She's doing crazy
and
stuff.
And her sisters and everyone else that's affiliated with her have their own fucking show.
Her little 14-year-old sister's doing shit now.
She's in bikini shoots. Enough is enough. I mean, dude. Bruce Jenner, put your fucking foot down, dude. Have some fucking balls.
Well, he doesn't run the show. If that show tells us anything, it's that he doesn't run the show.
The mom, she's not even a mother. She's the manager.
Yeah.
She manages them all. You're not even fucking parents.
It's great.
Bruce Jenner,
But that's what I want in my celebrities. I don't want them to be normal.
You don't want to get fucked up.
I get that normal life. I want to see them fucked up, just doing stupid shit.
Speaking of fucked up, what's up with your girl Lolo? Lindsay,
Lolo, huh?
Oh, you're on the Lolo, huh?
So apparently, I was watching something. They were like, no, it was either Web Soup or Daily Show or something. And they were like, yeah, Lindsay Lohan went to rehab, and the first truck that came, or the first people that came, was her makeup and her hair people.
I love how they're trying to like solicit, a tell-all, her hard time. You know, her prison stint.
How long was she in jail? Like 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Not even.
Yeah.
It was 12 days?
Yeah.
So, you know, they wanted to do, pay me $1 million, I'll tell everything. Yeah. Tell everything on what?
Nobody cares.
Dude, listen, anyone that wants to pay the rights for my story, I've been in jail plenty of times. I'll give you the lowdown.
For $100.
For $5. And... a Chick-fil-A value meal. I'll tell you everything about jail. So, she's a coos. I'm fucking tired of it.
Yep.
And I think I'm going to watch some True Blood tonight.
All right. I think I'm going to go home and watch Mad Men.
So, we're going to wrap this up?
Let's wrap it up.
All right. Well, real quick, I want to give a shout-out to my boy, Brian Klotz, down in ATL. He hit me up, big UFC fan. And we didn't get into any UFC news tonight. We'll talk about that next week. Yep. But I wanted to say what's up to him. He said, please give the Jew boy a shout out on your next podcast. So I did. Jew boy. All right. We're out.
All right, internets. Love you. Bye.
Peace.